After 11,000 years ago, a couple of thousand years after the megafauna vanished, we find a new pattern of Callao-Indian society beginning to develop. They continue to flourish throughout the Americas and adapted to a great range of different environments. Everything from ocean coasts and river valleys and lake floors to desert, temperate woodland, and tropical rainforest. There was only one region where the megafauna continued to thrive, and only one species of them, the plains bison. With the drier conditions after the Ice Age, the environment of the Great Plains became much drier because of the rain shadow of the Rocky Mountains. It became a short grass environment, a particular grass much favored by bison. And the bison population of the plains was very large indeed, centered on large herds. Here, Paleo-Indians and their successors continued to rely on bison for much of their meat, hunting their prey on foot with stone-tipped spears, exactly like the Paleo-Indians had done. But by this time, their projectile points assume many forms, all ultimately derived from Clovis points. Now, increasingly arid conditions on the plains reduced the abundance of larger animals. But the surviving bison herds were larger and more mobile. The bison is an extremely difficult animal to stalk and hunt. They are suspicious, have a acute sense of smell, and were being stalked in open country. It seems likely that individual hunting of bison, while a staple, was something that required exceptional skill. And when the opportunity arose, Paleo-Indians and later plains peoples found that the most effective, if wasteful, way to hunt bison was by organizing drives when the opportunity arose. Now, how often an opportunity arose to stalk and stampede a herd of bison into a gully or over a cliff where they could be partially killed by the sheer weight of the animals behind them stampeding, or be slaughtered when they were thrashing around helplessly, how often this happened, we don't know. It may have been once or twice a generation. It may have been every year. But fortunately, archaeologically, we have vivid evidence that the Paleo-Indians and their successors hunted bison this way. One of the most famous sites is the Olson-Chubbuck site in Colorado, dug a generation ago, but dug brilliantly by an archaeologist called Joe Ben Wheat. It documents a Paleo-Indian hunt of 8,000 years ago in such detail that we even know the direction of the wind on the day when the hunt took place. Several groups of Paleo-Indians, this probably involved cooperation with several bands, appear to have stalked and maneuvered a herd of bison, about 200 of them, into a strategic position where it was possible for them to be stampeded between rows of people waving bison hides and diverting them into a narrow arroyo, a gully. From the direction in which the bison skeletons are facing in the gully, we know that on the day of the hunt, the wind was blowing from the south, because they would drive them from downwind. We can imagine the hunt, the careful stalking beforehand, the observation of the herd, the encircling of the herd with stalkers, probably a process that took several days. And then the momentous day of the drive. The animals are stampeded. As they move, people come up, rise up suddenly, and wave bison hides, directing the animals towards the fatal invisible arroyo. The The leading animals stampede blindly, hesitate for a moment on the arroyo, but are pushed into the gully by the sheer weight of the beasts behind them. Within seconds, there is a thundering mass of helpless bison jammed in this gully, the ones at the bottom suffocated by the weight of the other ones on top. Some of the bison manage to escape or move away, but the hunters now don't worry, because at least 150 bison are jammed into this arroyo and perished. The spearmen jump on the bison, avoiding flailing horns, and kill as many as they can see, leaving the rest to suffocate to death.